Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
I forgot to tell y'all something kind of funny happened to me last night at Diener. We went to this place that we frequent, but haven't been there in a couple of weeks, a few weeks, maybe three. And there's something that I really like on their menu. It is, I've told y'all about it even. Everybody I tell what it is, they're like, oh, that sounds great. It is a chicken parm quesadilla.
Oh, wow.
And it is so, so good. So we sat down last night and I said, the menu's different. So when the server comes over, I said, so did y'all go back to the old menu? And she goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, there's some stuff missing on here. And she goes, yeah, we changed it up a little bit. There were some things. I said, yeah, because, I don't see the chicken parm quesadilla. And she goes, oh, yeah. She said, I think it's possible that you could have been the only person to ever order that.
No way.
What?
Yeah.
So it they took so it out. Good.
Yeah, she even said, I think they left it on there a couple of weeks longer than they wanted to because they said nobody ever orders this. And I said, well, that's one guy comes in, he loves it. And so they go, okay, well, maybe it'll catch on. Then
you were messing up their whole inventory system because,
like, oh my God, they're buying all this chicken for TJ.
And I'm thinking, oh God, the chefs are going, whoever that is must have a palate of a bull's ass. As Gordon Ramsay would say.
Who the hell orders a chicken parmesan quesadilla?
Like, that's they still make it?
No.
No.
Okay. No. Yeah, because, I mean, they don't have anything else that has marinara sauce on it. And they got to fry those chicken cutlets. And,
yeah. That does sound good, though.
It was so good. And you know what they did? They did that thing where they, my mouth's watering, where they put scattered the cheese in the skillet. Oh, and put the quesadilla down and then folded it over so the outside of the quesadilla was that burnt cheese.
Oh. How could you not love that?
Oh, man.
I like cheese on the inside and the outside
and a little ranch on the on the side.
Yeah. I bet if more people had it, they would love it. I mean, man. They just didn't know.
So what is it like? They got American style food and that's just one thing that they offered as like an appetizer. What is it? It's not an Italian restaurant, is it?
No. Okay. No. And it wasn't an appetizer. It was an entree thing.
What kind of food do they serve regular? Like bar
style food? Burgers. Okay. It's a step above your, chilies and stuff like that. They have an actual chef in there that's doing it.
Yeah.
It's at a country club technically.
Oh.
I mean, all their food's good.
Yeah. But when your heart is set on something that you really like, they're like, you're the only person that gets it. We took it off the menu. And you're like, oh, no.
Okay. And then here's just the, put it into the new category where it's just a me thing with my bad luck of, restaurant, messing my order up or whatever. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, I'm looking down the menu. I said, I guess I'll have to go. To my fallback, the other thing that I get, I'll have a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. They go, oh, well, we took that off too.
So
it's like the two things that I always get. They're like, nobody wanted your shit.
A cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cheesesteak.
So I looked at her and I said, just bring me anything. I don't care. I mean, just whatever.
What did you end up eating?
No, I got a fried grouper sandwich.
Ooh. Oh, was it good?
Oh, yeah. Y'all know I love a fish sandwich.
You too.
Love a fish sandwich. But, I mean, they don't put tartar sauce on it. They have a lemon crema kind of thing. So it is a little bit more than just bar food. But
sure.
I'm like, bring me the damn tartar sauce.
Give me some.
Okay, so all right, so put that lemon cream whatever on the side with a side of ranch, and yeah. Since you don't have tartar sauce, bring me a side of mayonnaise and some pickles.
Yeah,
do it my damn self.
Make my own.
And could you have them chop up some dill while you're back there?
Yeah.
So you want us to make you tartar sauce?
No, I'll do it. I don't want to put y'all out.
Right.
God forbid I come in here and get actually what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy, though. I bet just that happens a lot.
Maybe a teaspoon of lemon juice on the side.
Yeah.
I'll mix it up.
Yeah, I mean, that is such a you thing for it to happen. Like, the two things that you enjoy, they took them both off the menu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Mm. You know, I'm telling you, it's just not easy being me. I mean, people think they have problems in the world. They don't know a damn thing about problems. I got problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a chicken parm quesadilla and a damn little bit of tartar sauce, a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. Can't get none of it.
Simple man, simple pleasures. Oh,
you know. So next time what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take some tartar sauce in there with me. I'm going to get it fresh at the grocery store so it doesn't have to be refrigerated.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just gonna
shove it in your pocket.
I'm going to ploop it right down on there.
Man.
Oh, you know what my wife did, though? There's a bar that we go to in Kannapolis, North Carolina, every Saturday. And we kind of, you know, gotten really friendly with one of the bartenders there. And she doesn't mind if we, like, she actually likes it when I'll say, hey, look, can you make this? And then I'll give her a drink recipe, cocktail recipe. And she goes, oh, yeah, sure, let's see what that's like. So Jody wanted her to make in the fall and winter, wanted a white cranberry martini.
Okay.
A white cranberry Cosmo is what it's called.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you have to have white grapefruit juice, which is kind of hard to find. And so Jody took a big jug of it into the bar for her to keep in the refrigerator in there to make those.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but if I would have done something like that, everybody would have been saying, my God, so picky. You got your own juice up here for them to make your cocktails with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she'd never let you live it down.
No, not at all. I mean, I get ragged on for pulling Tony Sachery's packets out of my pocket at restaurants. And when I did it at that person's house that cooked dinner for us that night, that was kind of bad.
That is bad.
Well,
it's very bad.
What I always like to do is tell somebody when they've cooked, go, oh man, this is delicious, seasoned perfectly. Could you pass me the salt?
You don't mind.
Oh no, it's perfect.
Yeah.
That's when I'm feeling like being a turd to people.
Sure, know?
It's just for fun.
Yeah. That's not cool.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No, I know.
You know better.
But why does everything happen to me?
I don't know.
But it does.
Yeah, it's partly your fault.
I'm tortured.
Well, that's maybe a little.
People use that. That's a buzzword now. That's the lower end of millennials and the Gen Z are using. You're just tortured. I'm tortured.
Torture.
Oh, she's torturing me. Like if you put a bad review on a business or whatever, the business owner would say, oh, they're torturing us. I've never put any bad review, but I see it online.
Yeah.
You're the one that's been torturing me.
Yeah.
So anyway, my life is torture.
Yeah.
Because it's stuff like that. That restaurant tortured me last night. Yeah. They forced me to eat a gourmet fish sandwich. Two big grouper fillets stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
Betwixt two buns with delicious cheese melted all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Just terrible. I could barely make it through that emotional experience. And I'm just telling you my lived experience through the whole thing and my truth.
It's your truth.
Mm-hmm. Your truth.
It's
your truth, TJ.
My truth and my lived experience. And I just want to be seen.
Yeah. And you won't damn Italian Mexican fusion.
Yes.
Is that so much to ask for?
Earlier in the day for lunch, though, I was at the meeting in Charlotte. It was a lunch meeting, and I had a Mexican infused brisket, smoked That's brisket true. Sandwich.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just trying to get all the cultures.
That's right.
Yeah.
Melded into one.
Embracing ever the world.
Because, you know,
melting pot.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at any time Mexicanizing any dish. If you can Mexican it up, that's what I want.
Yeah. Just
throw poblano peppers up onto a brisket sandwich. Hell yeah.
Sure.
With some jalapeno cream sauce. Mm. You know, the Mexicans, they call it crema.
Oh, do they? Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
See, I speak the language.
Yeah.
Put me some crema on El Side.
Yeah. Oh, well, I hate that for you, though.
Just start pouring it, and I'll tell you when to alto, amigo. All right. Vamanos.
Get.
Vamanos. Por favor. Yeah, that, which that means pee.
I think so.
Por favor. I got to go take a por favor.
More extra funny next.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Gracias for listening to Extra Mucho Funny.
Funny, what is that?
That is a one fun thing about having Alexis around all the time is that she can just spit out that Spanish.
Sometimes. I don't know. It was like, I don't know. It was like 40% of the time. I don't know. Like it was a ridiculous request. And it was like, well, you know how to speak Spanish.
Yeah. Man, if I could speak Spanish.
Oh.
Or Spanish. If I could speak Spanish.
Yeah.
I would be showing off all the damn time. I would be, y'all think that I'm kind of introvert in public situations and all that. Every time I saw somebody that I knew spoke Spanish, I'd run up and start chatting with them. Just go, yeah, old gringo here, speaking your language,
believe you,
amigo.
That's right.
You would. That would be something to see.
Yeah, I mean, I'd just be every Mexican restaurant I went into would be the most annoying experience for the people with me.
Yeah,
yeah,
because I would order everything in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the person that was the server was like third generation American and spoke no Spanish, I would be speaking Spanish to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, well, you're working in a Mexican restaurant. Surely you can speak Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't learn them other Latin languages and stuff. Just Mexican. Only one I would learn.
You know, you can learn it from those audiobooks. Just driving, you can listen and
see. That's what I tried to do, but I wasted my money on it. I didn't get that Rosetta Stone; that was too expensive. I got a cheaper one, and the instructor on mine was Robert Kennedy Jr. And I couldn't get
you couldn't get hooked on it. You got the Fosetta Stone.
Oh, good, Lindsay. Good. The Fosetta Stone. Uh-huh. No, but it's just like I don't ever want to learn things just for the betterment of myself or the knowledge of it. I want to learn things that I can use to entertain myself around other people.
Okay.
Right.
For example, before Ace died, he gave my son his drum set. You know, he had that electronic drums, and he loved getting out in his garage and playing. He always dreamed of being a drummer.
Yeah.
Well, he was cleaning some stuff out and, you know, whatever. And he asked my son if he wanted it. And my son plays the guitar, and he said, yeah, if you're just going to get rid of them. So anyway, they're set up in our garage now. And I was looking at them the other day, and I said, you know what I want to do? I'm going to get on the damn YouTubes, and I'm going to learn just that drum break in the song In the Air Tonight with Phil Collins. And then if ever I'm around a set of drums somewhere,
yeah,
I'm going to pick up the sticks and walk over there and just go, doo-doom, 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 ta-ta-p.
Yeah.
And put them down.
People would love that.
Yeah. And they would think, oh, my God, he can play the hell out of those drums.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
I won't have to do anything else.
Sure.
Just that little part.
Leave them with.
Because everybody knows that drum break. You know?
Right.
Sure. Yeah,
and that wouldn't even be that. That can't be that hard,
no,
right?
No. And I hate that I just said it because now some other yahoos are going to be doing it.
Yeah.
Did you do it that day? Or you?
No, I haven't. That was just day before yesterday, so I haven't had time to get on. I hadn't had time to turn around twice and wipe my ass.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Much less go on the YouTubes and piddle around.
This guy's busy. Busy. Mm-hmm.
Busy bee.
Yes. Yeah, I totally get the want to do that. I want to learn something that's cool to impress my friends.
You know that Ray Charles song? It goes, dun, 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 dun. It's a famous Ray Charles song. I know how to play that on the piano.
Oh, really?
So if I walk up to a piano and I do that and play it because it's kind of fast and, you know, you got to know how you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walk away and people think I know how to play the piano.
Yeah. He's so talented.
Yeah.
Is
there nothing that he can't do?
Right. Yeah. Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super talent.
Same way with a bass guitar. I can pick up a bass guitar and just play the bass line in Billie Jean, the song Billie Jean. Doom, 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 doom. I can do that.
You can.
Yeah. And then say, here, take this.
I'm done.
Now I warmed it up for you.
I'm done here.
Done here. I'm bored.
That's got to be some sort of a mental condition.
I'd say. Yeah. I'd say.
People are going, yeah, it's called narcissism.
Didn't want to throw it out there, but it's tracking. Mm-hmm. It's tracking. Yeah. It's narcissism.
It's giving.
It's giving narcissism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's big narcissist energy.
Right. And I'm going to.
Narcissistic vibes.
And I'm going to speak to it.
Speak it.
Monday.
Yeah.
Speak to it.
Speaks. TJ speaks to his alleged narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of about. Speaks to.
Yeah.
Speaks on.
Speaks on. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
So, yeah. And not speak on. Like Coolio had a line in the song. He said, everybody listen up because I'm about to get my speak on. Fools be tripping when it's time to get their freak on.
Oh, dang.
Meaning that was during that time where you would take a verb and turn it into a noun. Like, get your freak on, get your speak on. Mm-hmm. Y'all better go on, get your visit on because we got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coolio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Where are these huge discounts on great products? The deals page at tjriggins.com.
Check it out.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah.